I gave money to a film, okay? I lost money on it.
Been there, done that.
Okay. And this guy, he comes over to my house. He's like, he's a filmmaker. He's in Tampa. He's from L.A., this and that. And he's like, you know, I'm doing this movie. And he pitched me. And I'm like, all right, I give you the money, but I want to learn filmmaking. He's like, all right, I'm going to put you in the movie, too. I was like, I don't really want to be in the movie. I just want to learn on set. He's like, but we need... So he put myself, Mike Allstott, a bunch of players, baseball players, various guys. Even Jim Kelly was in this film. It was a kid's movie. And then when we were shooting it, I was just, I'll never forget we were shooting this film. And film sets could be boring. But I remember falling asleep doing, like, while they were doing scenes. And I was like, this is so boring. I totally removed myself as a fan of movies, and, mm-hmm. and I've been watching. That's what I've done my whole life. Mm-hmm. But I totally removed myself and got into the process of it. I'm like, oh, I guess this filmmaking. But I was like, this scene seems so boring. That's because it was. You know what I mean? I just didn't know it. I was just like, I wouldn't watch this, but I guess it's gonna be good after it comes in the wash. And yes, you could do certain things with editing, and but I'm like, the story sounds boring. Like I wouldn't. But anyway, so it came out. We go to the screening for it. Everybody's in Tampa, a former basketball player's house, and his house is huge, literally huge, like, no, how many, 30,000 square feet of mm-hmm. home, big, huge, look like an auditorium, mm-hmm. theater, everybody's there, every seat's filled, it had to be like, I don't know, like 150 seats, and it looked like it was the shit. And I never forget, I walked out the theater. And he was like, Simeon, you can't walk out. You're one of the executive producers. I'm like, man, I lost my money in this movie, man. I was like, just make sure I'm going to get my money. And I left. And he's like, because I could tell it was bad lighting. I was like, I won't watch this. That's when it all hit me. I was like, I just lost my money. You know what I mean? Not until I seen it. I was like, you're not going to get anybody distribute this movie. It looks bad. Like, how don't you know this? All those people you flew in from Canada and Toronto, you don't know that? That's all in the story. I'm getting too much into this. So I was like, I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn anything.